All right, we are recording. Welcome to April 1st. You're in the right place for LHON Live. I am officially declaring all April Fool's jokes on this call illegal. So don't try it, Wayne. If Jessica, are you here with me now?
I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. So for those of you who haven't been here before, this is a monthly call where myself, Andy Marks, and Jessica Loomer, who you just heard from, host each month for people interested, involved in, or a part of the LHON community. That can be many of us are affected by LHON ourselves. Others are family or friends of those affected. This call is for all of you. We talk about any number of things, but most of it is to stay connected and really connect with people in this community. I met Jessica 5+ years ago now in Pittsburgh at the 2014 LHON conference. And after a couple of days there, we kind of were shaking our heads thinking it really kind of sucks that we have to wait a whole year to connect with people like we had the great pleasure of doing in Pittsburgh. And after a couple months of waiting for that, we decided, hey, we should go ahead and just start a conference call. So we've been doing that call once a month since then, always the first Wednesday of every month, and usually the same phone number. It's been this phone number for over a year now. So go ahead and save this in your phone. It's always the first Wednesday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific here in the U.S., although we welcome people all across the globe and love our frequent Canadian contributors. But the first thing we do on these calls, I'm gonna go ahead and get things kicked off. How has your month been, Jessica?
Well, the whole day that it's been pretty fantastic. Just working away from home and, you know, staying inside, keeping safe.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it feels like it's been 7 years since the last LHON live call. I don't know about you.
Well, March lasted for like 375 days, you know?
Yes, March was several years long. I've been home since March 9th, with Amazon being headquartered in Seattle and it being hit pretty early with the COVID stuff. They sent us home early, and I've been here ever since, basically trying to get outside once a week at least, but otherwise basically confined to my 600 square feet, which has been okay. I'm setting expectations low and viewing any time I get outside of these walls as bonus, which is fantastic. That's the plight of someone who lives in a very busy block without being able to go outside, without running into people. So that's okay. It's been different, and we'll get into a lot of that on the call. I'd love to have anything else to talk about other than these kinds of things, but as you'll see, if you kind of visit our Facebook group, you realize that the thing that everyone is talking about outside of the LHON group is the same thing people are talking about in the LHON group this month. So it's really no surprise that those are the same kinds of questions people are having. So anything else you want to do before we get into topics?
Yeah, I totally want to share. There's a little bit of silver lining every so often. And I think what this has kind of brought, especially with us all kind of like stay-at-home orders and things like that, it all kind of made us, you know, stop and kind of sit back, reflect. Obviously, extremely thankful for all of the first responders and to everyone, as someone said earlier, everybody in the uniform from like delivery truck drivers to grocery stores to hospital healthcare workers. But also, I never, this is such a bad confession, I actually never took the time to set up my audio description on my Amazon, whatever I have, Fire Stick. And okay. I don't know, I just like sat and watched a movie. This is a confession.
Yeah, so I never I'm really took the time to do it.
I just turned on TV. Half the time I wouldn't pay attention. It was just kind of background noise. I would somewhat pay attention. If it was really good, I might have gotten close to the TV. But other than that, I like whatever. And so this is actually, it encouraged me. So I set up audio description for the first time and watched, like, I've been watching a movie every single night with audio description. Like, first of all, I've been missing out. Second of all, total game changer. So, but you know, life just kind of got busy and everything was such a hustle all the time that I never really took the time to like chill, breathe, and do things maybe that I was supposed to. I don't know, like 7 years ago when I lost vision. So yeah, so super cool. So way to go, Jessica.
I always feel really guilty, and I'm gonna pass this guilt on to you. When you or I like do something really late, and we've been talking about it monthly for 5.5 years about this thing that we tell everyone they should definitely do. You should have this set up on your phone. You should have audio description. You should be going to the movies and doing this or any number of things. And I'm like, oh yeah, like I hate to like, hey, like tell someone outside of an LHON call, remember how I've been telling people to do that thing? I haven't done it myself. And
I know, right?
I'm right
and
there with you.
It's you know, and understand that like there's so many things that like we know good resources and be able to kind of point somebody in the right direction. But what's that saying? Like, do as I say, not as I do, or something. Or
yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I'm finally listening to my own advice and realizing that there are some crazy cool tools out there that I've been missing out on. So
I'm giving you a virtual high five from several thousand feet away. Way to go.
Thank you.
But to your point, I mean, tons and tons of silver linings here. Obviously, this is devastating what's happening across the globe everywhere. And it goes without saying the tragedy that's happening everywhere. But I've seen lots of people coming together, whether it's donating money to feedingamerica.org or tipyourweightstaff.com or whatever it happens to be, that people who are donating for all of those people who are going through tougher times than me personally, I'll say right now. There are lots of people who have either lost their jobs and or going through something there, and seeing the people kind of rally together, whether it's doing a read through of a Big Mouth script for the cast of Big Mouth last week, or comedians getting together to talk about jokes, or Garth Brooks and many others getting together to do the Twitch Stream Aid, I believe is what it was called last week. All of those kinds of things. And on top of that, there are people connecting with their families across the globe and or friends that they normally don't see or connect with because they aren't in the same city. And now that it's as easy to connect with someone across the globe as it is someone across the street, people are doing that more. And I am super encouraged by that. I hope some of that behavior continues once this tragedy is over, hopefully sooner rather than later. But I'm endorsing staying at home for as long as the CDC tells you all to do so. Yeah.
Thank you. But also to your point of like connecting in a different way than not normally how we just, I mean, obviously life gets busy and things like that, but I have a lot of my really good friends still in Phoenix. And since then a lot of them have moved. Two of them are nurses, one's a doctor. So it's obviously super hard to connect with them. And we started doing a virtual happy hour and we made it standing. So there's six of us. And so we all kind of just were able to do FaceTime, obviously like FaceTime, there's Hangout, Marco Polo, a lot of cool stuff to be able to use to be able to do virtual Hangouts. But we started every Wednesday and just kind of everyone just pops in as they can to say hello. And we're like, why didn't we do this years ago? And so it was like this weird aha moment. Like, how have we not connected this? I mean, sometimes last week we're on the phone for like an hour and a half. People had their kids on. People were coming in and out from putting kids to sleep and then jump back on. But I mean, sit back and luckily, I mean, yes, definitely privileged to be able to have this chance to kind of step back because lucky to be healthy and safe. But we're like, how have we not done this stuff before? So. But that was kind of interesting and, you know, kind of opened up a whole new opportunity. But yeah.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I have always been kind of forward when it comes to reaching out to random people that I haven't seen in a long period of time. And I really appreciate that more people are starting to do that now. I hope it continues for anyone else who's like, a lot of people have always thought, hey, it's kind of awkward to reach out to that person that I haven't seen since high school. It's been 10 years. But I endorse doing so. And if it's more normal to do so now, which it seems to be, do it. Reach out to those people. Call those people. If you want me to write a text to them, I'm happy to do so. It goes, hey there, period. How's it going? Just wanted to see how you're holding up. And if you're feeling dangerous, Adam miss you there on the end, and they'll love that. Honestly, it's not hard. I endorse reaching out to people. We need to connect and be together as much as we can virtually these days and not be together as much as we can physically. Fantastic. This is fun. Let's get into each month. We try and peel a few topics that people are talking about in the LHON general Facebook group up in these calls. There are lots of people we know who aren't or are not able to be as active in the Facebook group. And there are many other people who would just like to chat about some of the things they've already been talking about in the Facebook group. As I already said, a lot of those things this month are related to the COVID-19 outbreak, is what I'll call it here. Or at very least adjacent to those types of things. So I'll start by kind of highlighting the fact that last week, Tony Wright, who's on the call tonight, organized a call within the LHON community to talk specifically about some of those things. I wanted to take the opportunity on this recorded call to highlight some of those. But Jessica, you were on the call. I'll let you kind of talk about the things that you thought were the highlights first.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great call. It was great to, Tony Wright's son was on the call and a couple other newcomers, which was really kind of cool to see that everyone, again, everyone is coming together and being able to kind of chat about things. The coolest thing that, I mean, I think what's really important, especially because oftentimes maybe some of us live alone like I do or not able to get to the grocery store, the one I really appreciated, it was just kind of like what the tips and tricks were of people and how, what they're using to get groceries delivered. I had a lot of trouble a couple weeks ago getting groceries delivered. And then I put a bunch of things in my cart. By the time like I went to go order, the things weren't there. Obviously like the whole toilet paper, paper towel, those things. But like beyond that, like meat and produce were really hard. So I'm like, what are the tips and tricks and what does it get? So that was interesting just for me to reach out to other people. And is there a venue that I'm missing out on that we should be using? Is it Amazon Fresh? Is it Instacart? Is it Shipt? Like what are people finding most useful? So that was really helpful for me. Of course it was fantastic just to kind of listen and hang out. So I really enjoyed the call and I learned a lot. We were talking about Audible and different, just like the free things that are out there just to kind of, whether you're keeping your kids occupied with something on Audible and there's like free books and movies or, I mean, different games. So I thought it was a great call. So thanks, Tony.
Yeah, no, shout out to Tony there again. I mean, obviously grocery delivery, you talked about Amazon Fresh, whether it's Prime Now or all those kinds of things. Instacart, very popular these days as well. We also talked about a lot of virtual events is what I'll call them, whether they're concerts that people are doing on Instagram Live or meditations or workouts that people are hosting, all those kinds of things that are being done usually for free now, which is really cool. I mean, I know a not small portion of our LHON community spends a lot more time at home due to transportation issues in general. And I do think that it's interesting to see the broader world get a sense of what a lot of us deal with more frequently by having that mode of transportation taken from us, usually sometime after we've had it for some period of time. I remember when I first lost driving privileges and being stuck at home, and now it's a lot more people are being subject to that as well. So these virtual concerts and things I think are really cool, whether especially all the workouts, all that stuff's really, really cool as well. Another thing kind of adjacent to all of this that people have been talking about in the group, and I don't have any silver bullets for this, but how should people in the LHON community be treating, whether it's working from home or doing school from home or teaching school from home now? I'll toss that over to you to see if you have any advice.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, so I started working from home. This is going on two and a half weeks. So the biggest things that have been helpful for me is obviously a big screen. I had a lot of issues finding the right screen because my computer is like older than dirt and it uses a VGA. So I don't have an HDMI connector. So I had to really bust out my like IT skills to find a VGA connector to an HDMI to be able to get to that screen. And so that's been really helpful for me because obviously I had a big, beautiful screen at work that had an arm and the whole shebang, but when you're kind of using like a makeshift desk, and I actually have my monitor screen on top of a shipping box so I can get it a little bit more eye level so I wasn't hunching over. So it's all about kind of like making adjustments and things like that. And but yeah, I mean, eye level, that definitely made a difference, but the big screen was kind of literally obviously the thing that has saved me. I also rolled over my headphones yesterday and completely snapped them off. There's cord.
Oh, wow.
So then to find a new set of headphones was quite the adventure. So yeah, it's adventurous, but what personally has worked for me is that I time block just to kind of keep some sanity. So I'll literally get up in the morning, and people say you should get up, shower, and get dressed. Sounds like a fantastic idea, but with my time blocking, I literally work for 2.5 hours, block of time, and then 15 minutes, I'll go do like a circuit. And so I have like dumbbells or jump rope or jump squats and things like that. And I'll do that for 15 minutes. And then, so clearly I can't shower because I'm going to go back to work. And then I work for 2.5 hours, and then I break for another 30 minutes and I eat lunch, and at like a legit normal lunch, nothing weird to like scarf down, because why? And then I block again. And those breaks have really helped me out. Just, I mean, get outside, get for a walk. Maybe you can't walk as much because of how populated your area is, but just to kind of change it up. So that's kind of helped me at least change it up. I've been cooking a ton more, so like that's been really good. And I Kudos. Literally set meetings every, thank you. And then I probably have some sort of event that I'm doing something virtually with somebody every other night. And that's kind of just helping with communication. You know, you kind of, once you work at home for a long time, you like miss out on people's interaction. And so whether it's a bunch of my friends, LHON, or different things like that, that I think that's been really kind of cool. So another shout out to Tony, just because, I mean, this community is so fantastic. So to keep that consistent is great. So Tony, I hope you did that call again.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No. And I mean, I would tell anyone here who wants to connect with people within this community, if they're missing that community, this call once a month doesn't have to be your only chance to do that. There are other people I know who reach out to people in this community more frequently. And if you look forward to these calls, there are ways we can put you in touch with people to connect on a more regular basis as well. But I mean, specific
yeah,
to working from home.
Yeah, just a shout out to like, yeah,
go
ahead.
Sorry.
Just a shout out. There's especially people in your region. We're working really hard to kind of create different regions throughout the entire United States or community at large. Canada too. We didn't forget about you. To kind of build these regional, I don't want to, fantastic superstar groups where you can, if you have a question regarding California and you're looking to kind of to ask for more information related to California, to contact somebody within the Facebook group. So Bob Banks is actually starting a group with a couple of people with California to kind of be like the quote unquote ambassadors or some, I'm not sure what they're called. So as we're doing that, maybe they'll want to start a monthly call or not a monthly call, but like maybe like a Google Hangout or a Marco Polo group where everyone can kind of say, hey, for 15 minutes or something. So there's definitely some cool opportunities. And I feel like this is kind of like the perfect time. We have, I'll have like a little bit more extra time just to call and say, hey.
Yeah, no, I totally endorse anyone who wants to connect in any form. So I've been a part of two LHON state groups, and I think it's fantastic. So yeah, I mean, as far as working from home, you hit most of them there. Around, there are lots of the usual tactics that people want to talk about around getting up at a set time, setting alarms even on weekdays, putting shoes on even if you don't need them, showering and doing those kinds of things, getting dressed up on weekdays and doing less of that on weekends. The big question I've heard lately, especially because I guess it's Wednesday. Wow, it doesn't feel like a Wednesday to me, obviously, which is strange based on what I'm about to say, but how do you separate weekdays from weekends when you're working from home most of the time? Is it what you're eating? Is it the frequency of your workout and when you're sleeping and those kinds of things? But I know lots of people looking out for ways to do things like that. So if anyone on the call has their ideas of separating weekdays and weekends, we're happy to hear those as well. But I mean, specifically working from home, lots of people are using this platform we're using right now called Zoom, which we were way ahead of the curve on. I just want to call out here and say that LHON Live was Zooming before it was cool. But
let's brush off our shoulders. No big deal.
Please, I'll brush yours off. But not for several months. Don't worry. And right. Our schools are doing these kinds of things as well. So any way you can connect with people virtually, I'm for it. There are lots of school resources out there for teaching children. I know if anyone on the call has anything in common with my coworkers who have children, you're all ready to expel your children from your homeschool, but you're not allowed to do that legally. So I'd recommend leaning on some of these online resources, whether it's Crash Course Kids or SciShow Kids, or honestly, there's a no shortage of resources out there. And we can find some of those and post those on the group as well for you. Let's get off the boring stuff and get to something fun that someone asked about this month, which is around, ooh, hey, yeah. So we all understand we have to do the stuff that makes us smarter or gives us a paycheck. But frankly, there are a lot more hours in the day or a lot more hours in the week than 40 or 50, if that's what you're doing for work or school. What are people doing otherwise to keep the time passing? One thing that someone talked about specifically are games, whether they're board games or card games or video games. Those are things that a lot of sighted people are leaning on to pass the time, along with Netflix and Amazon Prime, like you mentioned. But are there anything specific to this community that you'd like to recommend, Jessica?
Gosh, I am all ears because I am definitely lacking in this entire thing. I do have UNO cards, which are 8.5 by 11, which are pretty awkward to shuffle and also hold, mm-hmm. but slightly entertaining. But I'm actually all ears. This is something I need to learn about, so I'll be excited to hear what the call has to say about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have always been a game person and still am, so I have... 3 backgammon boards in my house that I keep at different times. One of them is completely blind accessible that we got from a blind website. Like you, I have decks of cards that have big print on them that are legible to me. There are things with Braille on them. Categories is a game that a lot of people used to play. Anything I've learned, however, that timed games are ones that are tougher for me, because even if I am able to be able to read something by taking pictures or something like that, it still takes me more time. So one thing I've learned is kind of just the ability or the way to kind of change games. So fortunately for Scattergories, which is normally a timed game, there's a card game version, which is not timed in the same way. You are being quick to in some regard, but you're not having to read a list. So I would recommend for anyone who really misses Scattergories, the card version, which is blind accessible in the sense that you're flipping over a category and then a single person reveals a letter and says it out to the group, and you can have them kind of say it just to themselves. So then the group has to respond and you're only getting auditory information. So it would be just as easy for a blind person as a sighted person. But there are lots of ways to make other games accessible in that way. So I recommend finding your fun, creative way to do so. You already mentioned TV and those kinds of things. So obviously lots of that's accessible in so far as the newer TV shows and or newer movies from the big studios. They're all spending a much greater effort on that than they once did, which is really cool to me.
Yeah, agree. Are you going to put your comedy on a podcast yet, Andy? Not to call you out in the middle of this, but...
No, you're welcome to call me out. I probably not. I've been watching lots of virtual comedy stuff lately, and it's super cringeworthy. These people doing comedy to their empty house could scare anyone away from ever standing up on a stage to tell a joke ever. I'm not there. I'm very excited to get back up on a stage and tell a joke again, but I do not see me ever telling jokes on Instagram Live or something like that. Maybe I'll post a clip of me telling jokes back when we were allowed to be in public on the LHON page at some point. But I do not see myself doing anything Instagram Live. Yeah, I said it. I said maybe at the beginning of that sentence.
Okay.
I'd like to point out.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that word. Go ahead.
I've restated maybe. we'll do a couple housekeeping items here before we open up the call. First and foremost, I mentioned at the top of the call the LHON conference. This is the reason I know you, Jessica, and the reason I've connected with so many people on this call. It's something that's really meaningful to us. It's scheduled for the last weekend in June. It is still, to the best of my knowledge, scheduled for the last weekend in June. But I would say MDF has sent a message out saying that, hey, they understand the crisis. They are continuing to monitor things. And they are looking into ways to do as much of the conference virtually for those who decide they aren't able to attend as possible. That's the message that I read. If there are others on the call who have better knowledge, they're welcome to share that as well. But on a different note, the LHON Canada committee decided they had a conference scheduled for much sooner, and they have decided to forego that conference in the interest of everyone's health and safety. So hard decision for them to make, I'm sure. Something they've been working hard to plan, and those LHON Canada conferences have been a huge success, and they've done a great job with them. So I just want to recognize that group for all the work they put in, and also for making the tough decision, but in the interest of everyone's health here. But wanted to share that information that the LHON Canada group has been canceled for 2020. Any other housekeeping items from you, Jessica, before we open up the call for questions?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. This is a great call.
All right. I'm going to open up the call for everyone just to let you know when I unmute everyone. I believe it will unmute everyone, even if you've muted yourself at different points. So if you know you're in a crowded room and you're watching some pre-recorded sports that were played several months ago, I recommend you go ahead and remute once I unmute the call. But this will be your time to answer questions or provide advice on any of the topics we spoke about tonight. We talked about games. We talked about ways to work from home. We talked about grocery shopping and virtual events online. But if you have any questions or comments, now is your time. Just to remind everyone, the call is still being recorded. Later on, I will turn the recording off. And if you'd like to wait to ask any questions or add comments for that point in time, because you don't want it to be recorded, that's A-OK with us as well. But with that, I will get us unmuted. All right, we can hear you all now. Hearing just a tad of background noise. So if you know you're in a busy, loud area in your house, you can mute yourself now. Jessica, will you remind everyone how to mute?
Star six.
Star six will mute.
Thanks, Lisa.
Are you falling off the phone?
Hey guys, it's Megan from New Jersey. In terms of like food ordering, because I know that a lot of restaurants are delivering or allowing pickup, has anyone found like an app or a service that is really, really good, whether it be Grubhub or Seamless or Postmates? I haven't found my sweet spot yet, but I didn't know if anyone has found theirs.
I'd say you named the top three other than Uber Eats, but I can't say I have a favorite, but I'll let anyone else chime in if they have a favorite.
Well, I know now that Little Caesars started like do delivery, they don't do it themselves. It's Ryan, they'd use a DoorDash, and like I order the pizza and it's like at my house within like 15 minutes of ordering it, and they just, you know, come up, hand it to you and walk away because you like, you know, provide whatever tip you want on the receipt. And so with this whole crisis going on, I don't think that anyone wants to talk to each other. They just hand you your food and then leave. So that was pretty easy to use.
I'd say it is a lot location-based as well for which app is more useful for which restaurants. But
totally, if there's people like outside of cities too, if they've ever tried anything too, that'd be good to hear of.
Mark kind of alluded to it. I know some restaurants have been putting up signs lately, at least requesting where possible for people to order delivery specifically or directly through the restaurant to help out local businesses there as well. But again, a lot of those, I've called several restaurants and they have directed me to those apps anyway. So do as you will. Just wanted to point that out.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Megan.
Hi, this is Nicole. I was just curious, how are you ordering through apps and, say, even Instacart? Just because I can't see my apps. And in the past, I've called the Instacart 800 number and just ordered over the phone. I'm just, is there certain tools that I should be using?
Nicole, it's Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So I am newly affected within the last like 15 months or so. But I relied a lot on Ira when I was just getting started with, you know, ordering stuff online and, you know, ordering my groceries and doing all that. So if you get your Ira app and then doing, I think it's, I don't remember what the app is called on your computer itself. Somebody else can help me out on that. But that was a huge lifesaver early on.
Okay. And you can see everything a little bit better or able to?
They actually like get into your computer and they, so you allow them access to your computer and you can like kind of walk them through exactly what you want to see and do.
Oh,
so Nicole,
thank you so much, Megan.
Ira is a subscription app where you're paying and there are agents on the other end you speak to when you call. And they're trained specifically to help people who are blind or visually impaired connect with different tasks. And like Megan said, if you call and you need to do something from a computer, there are programs you can open up that allow them to take control of your computer and do anything you need there as well.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
You can also use VoiceOver on your phone or iPad as well.
Exactly. So whether you have some amount of vision and using your phone under CCTV is something that's useful for you, or you don't have that amount of usable vision and you'd rather use VoiceOver from a phone or iPad or computer, whatever it happens to be, some VoiceOver and or screen reader technology, you can usually do that. And frankly, all of those major apps that we name, to the best of my knowledge, have pretty good accessibility for using them.
Thank you.
Good call out, Lisa.
Thanks, Andy. Can't wait for that comedy act on Facebook, though. I didn't hear a maybe, though.
It sounds like you did.
I don't think so. Anybody else hear a maybe?
I'll back you up, Andy. I heard a maybe.
Oh, jeez.
So you'd ask about how we differentiate between weekdays and weekends. So like I've been at the SEC now for, you know, 4 years, and I always had like 2 days I got to work from home on Monday and Friday, and I had to go into DC on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But now I think the SEC was, I think, the first agency really to, like, you know, shut down and have everyone go full telework. So I've been home every day now for like this, I think, the fourth week I've been at home the whole time. And so I always run on my lunch break. I, you know, go run 3 miles and then shower in the hour I have for lunch. So on Saturday and Sunday, that's when I get to get in my like longer runs of like, you know, 7 or 8 miles. And that's the difference between the weekdays and the weekends for me, is like the amount I go out and I run. And now I've got this strange obsession with that, my Fitbit I wear. And, you know, I always got my 10,000 steps, but then two Fridays ago that day with all the walking I've been doing, I end up getting 20,000 steps that day. And so I think today is the 12th day in a row I got 20,000 steps. I run my 3 miles at lunch. And then when I get off at 3 p.m., I go outside and I just walk for like 2 hours straight around my neighborhood, just listening to music, because my neighborhood's like perfect for running and walking. It's just like a mile loop. You can just walk around and, you know, tons of people are out walking their dogs and just, you know, walking in the neighborhood. It's a very nice neighborhood I live in now.
That's awesome. For anyone who has more endurance than me, I hope you all take him up on that and do 7 miles and let me know every Saturday that you do it.
Me too.
I'm super jealous of that 1 mile loop. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. I just go run 3 times around at lunch and then like basically back to my house, just 3 times around a block. It's amazing. That was my I had two requirements when I was looking to buy a house. It had a master bathroom and a good place to run. And this house meet those requirements for perfectly.
I understand completely. What are you guys finding that's the most useful when you guys are at home, when we're at home for hours, days, weeks on end? Is there something new that you guys have done differently now that you're home? Anyone cooking more?
I wish. I've been making a lot of mac and cheese and ordering pizza.
Okay, my mom's not going to speak up, but I know she's baking much more. She's making cookies every day.
Ooh.
But not
well,
sharing.
We're coming to Pat's house then.
Well, I know, but she's not sharing because we can't.
Oh.
She did inform me.
Hope, maybe she's freaking
them. Them on her front doorstep, though.
I would second that for her.
Thank you, Jessica.
So if anyone wants to reply,
Jessica,
do
you have
great
any
things?
Oh.
So, oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, do you have any races? Or, well, they're all canceled, but are you still training?
Sadly, all races are canceled. I've also lost a lot of guides in the sense that everyone's just staying social distancing. So that's been
right,
super
right.
Fun. But this new circuit that I'm actually doing outside or inside, depending on the weather, has been awesome. So I actually do like a 1 minute like run, whether that's like from outside like to the next sidewalk and back or whatever. And then I do for 1 minute, one plank or 1 minute plank, jumping jacks, kettlebells, jump squats, and arm curls. So I've been doing
cool.
that for 1 minute, run, 1 minute next thing, run, and then do that. And so I've been doing that twice a day in the middle of like meetings or whatever. So that's been
that's
a really fun challenge for me. We'll see if I can move tomorrow.
And were you supposed to run the Boston Marathon?
No, I'm scheduled for 2021. So luckily, I was not part of the sadness, but.
Okay. That's great. I mean, yeah, that's good.
Has anybody watched any shows that they wouldn't normally? I mean, now that I've confessed that I just turned on audio description for the first time on my Amazon Fire Stick.
If anything, I've been watching less TV and eating less since I've been home with all of this. Sounds crazy.
Wow.
How are you
because
doing
I've
it?
We've been working, you know, instead of going to the office, working from home. So because working from home, so I've been putting in what I would normally work at in the office, I'm doing it here. And I would come down for a cup of coffee and that coffee, and I lock myself in the room and that's it. But then when I come downstairs, I want to relax. And when I want to relax, I see the time. I'm too tired to start relaxing.
That's disciplined for sure.
No, it's not. It's lack of it for some reason. I don't know. I just, how's everybody else reacting to this? Twiddling their thumbs, going stir crazy.
Somewhere in between.
Stir crazy. Stir crazy for sure.
Well, so luckily my house that I bought last year, like 2 months after I bought it, two friends of mine that I have, they moved in and they like, you know, rent my bottom floor from me. So like we all three work, but like I still, you know, see them in like, you know, passing like each day. So I at least have people to talk to. So I'm not like completely alone in my house. I haven't, you know, gotten out to really do anything, but I do like get to see people and talk. And like I mentioned before, there's always people out walking around my neighborhood. So I still get, you know, social distance, but interaction, you know, you say hi from 6 feet away. Everybody always moves very far from each other on the sidewalk, but you still say hi to people when you're out walking.
All I could say is fortunately there's texting and everything like that in Zoom because everybody in my house have tested positive. So we're stuck in the house. We can't even go out.
Which,
by the way, let me ask you this. If anybody else is tested positive, has anybody seen any difference in their vision? Because when I first started coming down with the symptoms, and before I knew they were the symptoms, I saw a slight change in my vision, whatever vision I had, where it did not seem to be as sharp. And then that's when I started getting the other symptoms, and that's when I was diagnosed with having it. So I'm curious if anybody else who may be positive is having any kind of reaction as well.
Where are you located?
New York.
Whereabouts, may I ask?
Long Island. Nassau
County.
I just
think a lot of people, like, yeah, just a lot of people haven't been able to even get tested, I think, so.
Yeah, no, it was, the testing was not a pleasant test, let's put it that way.
How's your family doing? Are you guys holding in
there? We're all on the mends, where my wife, I think my wife may have had the worst of it of all of us, in the sense that there are three of us in the house right now, my wife, my son, and myself. We started originally just having cold-like symptoms. We definitely lost any sense of taste or smell, and the doctors have told us that that's a symptom, or that, you know, that's part of it. My wife, who very rarely runs a fever, last weekend ran about 102 point change, and then it went away the next day down to 99. She was going for 99 for several days. And then this past Saturday night, she started developing another low-grade fever, went away the next day, and 99 since, but achy. For me, I've just been very fatigued with cold-like symptoms with a cough and nasal. And my son, a little bit of, no fever, but a little bit of achiness and maybe some cold-like. Not even that? Okay, he's next to me. Hardly even that. If anything, he's fared the best of it.
Just how old are you?
Has the surface of your eyes come back at all, or has it stayed the same?
It fluctuates now, I've noticed. Where there have been, you know, I have noticed that it has been fluctuating. And I didn't reach out to anybody at this point. Lisa sent me a email yesterday that said that she came across somebody else that was also saying that they too have similar symptoms.
Okay.
And what was also very, very interesting, which is not a well publicized symptom, but I'm not going to go into detail. I'll spare everybody the details, but I contacted my gastroenterologist about a question that I had about something that was occurring, and they said that they were notified by the CDC yesterday morning that somehow the COVID-19 has also been affecting the small intestines, something that nobody's been told yet. And they said that, yes, what I've been experiencing can also be related to that. So if anybody does wind up getting anything like this, you're forewarned.
Yeah, no, we appreciate the warning, Howard. And I think all of us will certainly keep you in our thoughts and hope you continue to stay on the mend with the rest of your family.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Take care.
Any other questions or comments from folks? In just a couple minutes, we're approaching the top of the hour. I want to go ahead and turn the recording off as well. But if anyone has any other questions they'd like to make sure we have for the recording for others who listen later, now is your chance. All right. Well, before I do turn the recording off, I want to remind everyone this call is every month. If you have feedback for us, feel free to reach out to Jessica Loomer or me, Andy Marks. You can do that on Facebook, or you can email us at lhonlive@gmail.com. The next call will be on May 6th. That's the first Wednesday of May at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like, you can hang around now. I'm turning the recording off, and we'd love it if anyone else wanted to chat any longer. Hold on just a second. I'll get the recording turned off.